Okay, we are continuing with Siman Ayin. And we saw yesterday that Noshim Avodim are Peturim from Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah of Mangrama. They are Peturis, Midiraisa, and Midirabonin. We said, nevertheless, it is correct, appropriate for them to be Mekabel, Ol Malcha Shemayim, and at least they should say the first Pasuk. And we saw Machlekes between Rabbi Natan and Rashi as to whether or not Ketanim, even if they're Higia Lechinuch, are they potter? And we said that it's Roy Limig or Benatam, that they're Machuyev. And then we saw yesterday also the din of Hakenes Sapasula, who's potter. And the basic reason for the tour is because Asik B'mitzvah potter in a mitzvah, a person was Torah B'tirda the mitzvah. And we said that nowadays, when we don't have such great kavana, we said that nowadays they are Machuyev. So Siv Dalad says, "Haya oisik b'tzarchi rabim." Once involved in tzarchi rabim, the higiyas man kriyashma aleyaksik ale yigmar iskeim v'yikre im nisher eis likris. So you're involved in tzarchi rabim. You should continue. You should not be mafsik. And if there is time after you finish, so then you should be shatishma. Says the Mishnah Berurah B'tzarchi Rabim, Myri she'ein sham mishi shadal elahu lekach ein apesik. And there's no one else who can do this. The Isaac b'mitzvah. He is considered to be someone who is Isaac b'mitzvah, and therefore he is exempt. Vafilu imu Isaac rak b'hatzolus m'moinam. So even if all he's doing is he's matzal the Rabim from financial loss and so on. And the truth is that those who say, he points out of Ibn 35, he quotes in the Makar Chaim that that's also considered to be someone who's involved in Tzarchi Rabim, but certainly be involved in something for the Tzielis of the Tzibor and saving him from money, financial loss and so on, that is considered to be Oisik B'mitzvah. And now it is the years man kriyishma mashma mizad im hiskol beister achashig yazman tzarch lahafsik. Meaning it's because the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is that he was Isaac b'mitzvah, and then it was higiyas man kriyishma. So in other words, he started it as man when it was before the zman of higiyas man kriyishma. So he already started to be Isaac b'tzarch tzibur or some in inyan of mitzvah. So then you're not mafsik, but if you began to do this inyan for the tzibur, then the mashmos is that you would have to stop. And it could be that it might depend on whether or not you thought that there would be time. In other words, let's say, the zman of Mishigia is officially from Mishiyakir. Right, so the fact that a person was involved in Tzarchi Tzibur and he thought that it's going to take him half an hour to do, and he's got until 9:30 to say Zman Kriya Shema, right, to say Shema, and it ends up taking him much longer, and so on. You could hear that then you wouldn't have to be mafsik, right? You wouldn't have to be mafsik because you thought that you would have plenty of time. But if you start to be involved in Tzarchi Tzibur, 1 minute before say Zman Kriya Shema, to say that I don't have to stop because I'm involved in Tzarchi Tzibur, that would be difficult to hear. So we said, but in this case, where you began beforehand, and it's Higiyas Man Kriyashma, we said, La Yafsik, the Im Yoch La Yafsik, Le Kriyashma, Vachachach Lachzav, Ligmar Tzarchi Tzibur, Bali Terach Yafsik, meaning if it is Efshel Kayim Shneim, type of thing which you can do both, so then you should be Mafsik. Because of a prima godim, therefore gav the isik b'tzachi rabim patami kriyishma mikol makim im posak v'kara shaper yotzi de chayva. The loy patimamish mi kriyishma elashu oz isik b'mitzvah acheres. This is a very interesting deal. Meaning when we say isik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, so do we mean to say that there is no mitzvah for you? There's no mitzvah. And if you do the mitzvah, then you were not mitzvah in the mitzvah. You were not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So now the Prima Gadim says no. Even though we said you're potter, but if you were Pesach and you were Kara, Shapa, Yotza, Yidei Chayva, you did the mitzvah. It's not a total Ptur. It's just that I've come and I'm Osip, so I don't need to do it right now. He points it over here, number 40. He says, V'chein l'inyin achilas matzah, b'shoa she'isik b'mitzvah cheres. he quotes a Shaar Tzion, "She'avo pi shepotem achilas matzah, but it's a shah mikom makimim achal yotzi dechivasa." So if you start eating matzah, even though you were technically potter because you're busy doing something else, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Omnom le'inyan oinen apotem mikol hamitzvos mishum she'esik b'kfuras hameis. Because of the Mishnah Brura, Shimkara Kriyishma, Lo Yotzi Lechevasi. So, it's interesting. Sometimes we say, because you are Isaac in the mitzvah, like this case of the Einen, you were totally potter, and he says, Vitzarchu Lashu Lukaira Shenis La'achra HaKvura, and so on. So, you know, it needs more of a gather as to when do we say if you are potter. If you do it, nevertheless, you have a mitzvah. And when do we say, if you're potter, if you do it, you have a minyan to the mitzvah? So it seems to be when it comes to aninus, we know that, like l'mashal, when it comes to tefillas tashlumin, if a person was an oinen the entire time of, let's say, tefillas shacharis, let's say it was meis that night, and then the whole morning they were an oinen, and the kavura took place, you know, at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So the entire zman of tefillah shacharis, they were potter. They didn't have to daven at tefillah tashlumin because they were never mechuyev in tefillah shacharis because they were oinen the entire time. As opposed to if the kavura took place and it was finished by 11 a.m. And even if perhaps they, you know, didn't think about davening shacharis at that time because they were coming back from the Beis Olam, but technically there was a time when they were mechuyev. I was recently at a levaya, and they finished the kvura and the shura, and they sat down 5 minutes before chatzis, and the olam was about to come over and say amokim. And I said, I just made a little announcement. I said, that they have 5 minutes until Chatzos. Everyone should say Hamokim together. And they should Chaparayin, and they should daven Shacharis. Because Be'etzim now there is a Zman that they are Mechuyev in Shacharis, because the Kvura has finished, and so on. And if not, then they're going to have to daven at Tefillas Tashlumin, because the Meister, there was a Zman that they were Mechuyev in Shacharis now, post the Kvura and so on, after the Shura. And then there would be a Shaila of Tefillas Tashlumin. So I said that they should just, you know, go straight damage Manas, right? But Al Kopanim, if a person was an Ein the entire time, so not only do we say that they're not Mechuyev Lagabi Tefillas Tashlumin, but also Lagabi, if they did it, we said that they were part of Lagabi. The two go hand in hand.
Nines and finance until the
kavura
has taken place, or
until
it's organized.
So, I guess, so there's really, there's two
yonim. Right. You don't bury your own mace.
Right. So, then Hanami. So, look, I mean, there are those two reasons. One reason is because of basic mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Right. And so long as you're busy arranging, you know, once it's handed over to the chevra kedusha and so on, then you don't have to arrange it anymore.
Are you still annoying them at that point?
But they say that Lagabi, the second Inyan mitzad kavod ames, you know, there are two reasons why, but we are machmir for both of them, and therefore the minig is not to do mitzvahs, so not to make brachas mitzad the second reason, because of kavod ames, and therefore even if you're not technically involved anymore in it.
So as far as that is concerned, then you could really nub them then, really.
Correct. If you only take on that first reason, then you're right. In economic. Okay. So we said Yigmar Iskei. I mean, become like the Asa Mashi Yochol the Yikra Levachas Pasuk Rishon Imbach Shin Kavim Machusim Amid Bizmana Gizet Davar Katziv Efshali Afilu B'Shar Sheisik B'Tzel Chitzibra. So it's the type of thing where you can stop for 30 seconds and say the first two psukim of Shema you should do. Well, we said you should finish the mitzvah, and if there is time, then you say it after. Zimloy nisha mayasta are osik b'mitzvah. Okay, you were part of the kamak and chayav lahaskitz yis mitzrayim. Afilach she'aver zman kriyashma shezoyi mitzvah fnei atzma mitzvah sekaloyem. We mentioned before that there's a separate mitzvah of being maski yis mitzrayim, and it's nimshach the entire day. Okay, yoyimar is a parsha sheyesh bo yis mitzrayim. Therefore, you should mention a pasuk which mentions Yitzhak. It doesn't have to be, like he quotes over here from the Prima Gadim, the Chayinim Oima Hashem Hitzianu Mimitzrayim. So the Prima Gadim Yotzi Bechayva mentioned the Musik Mitzias Mitzrayim. Even Kvar Obraz Zeman Shle Yuchel Leimar Birkas Emes Vyatsiv, Kemeshim of Rubis Simon Nunchas, and Sham Mishtaburam, Ein Lakamon. This is an interesting din. A person was on a hatzala call and he was busy the whole morning, and now it's chatzais, so he's missed tefillah shachris. Nevertheless, there's a din that you're not allowed to eat until you put tefillin on. The gam lefi masha kosa brima godim osli oz lechol kedim shemispal tefillas mincha okin kishyegia chatzi shosh achar chatzais yispal tefillas mincha v'achar kach yoichal ein sefer machni Yisrael beperk zayin. And sometimes this can be difficult. Let's say there's only a mincha ketana, you know. So I've seen that they say you're not machbid on the person to say I'm sorry, you know, you're not allowed to eat until 5:30 when the tzibur is davening mincha ketana, because there is no minyan for mincha gedola. They would say to daven mincha gedola biyachidus, you know, in order to facilitate achila. But we're saying he's not allowed to eat beforehand. He mentions over here similar thing. If you have a chayla on Tisha B'Av and he needs to eat. So what do we do about tefillin? You know, what do we do about that? So he says over here, number 45, he quotes from Rav B'Shem Rav Yashiv, Shemotel Elachol Acha Chatzais, Koidim Sheniach Tefillin. So this is a case where he's going to eat after Chatzais. In that case, we say he can eat before he wears tefillin. Shekevin Sheminageinu Loilaniach Tefillin Ad Tefillas Mincha Nechshiv Kalo Yigiez Mane. It's not yet considered to be that the time of Hanachas Tefillin has arrived. Shlomo Zalman says, Afim Achol Koidim Chatzais, Im Reitza Lechol Sheinis La'achar Chatzais, Yeniach Tefillin Tchila Tefillin Uba Mincha Yeniach Sheinis. So put tefillin on first, eat, and then put it on another time when you daven mincha. However, he does quote from Rav Ozner, who says that a chayla who is eating, who needs to eat in the morning, and he's davening shachris at home, he should put tefillin on already in the morning. But if he's going to be davening in shul, so then he should daven without tefillin, kadesh la yifresh min hatzibur, and he should put tefillin on when he goes home in the morning. Again, right? And then he should eat. In other words, Rav Ozner says that even though our minhag is to wear tefillin only b'shas mincha, but you shouldn't eat before you put tefillin on, and therefore you should put tefillin on, albeit b'yachidus.
But not putting tefillin on because of avelus. Avelus is still there, even if he's ill.
In a chanami, you're right. I mean, there is that inyan, but the inyan of wearing tefillin beforehand. It seems to be that he understands that's. I mean, you're right. It seems to be that Rav Yashiv's reason is very mistabra. It's not considered to be that the time has come. It's only in the afternoon when it's already the Zman of Nechama. That's the time when we do it. But yeah, interesting, different days. fine. Good. The gamel of Himashu Kosa Prima Gadim Mishim Pites, Osli Oz, the Lechel Kedim Mishim Spal, Tilas Mincha. Exactly, good. Okay, Sivei, Haya Isik Bachila, Isha Haya Bemerchatz, Isha Haya Isik Betisperis, Isha Haya Mahapech Ba'irez, Isha Haya Iskin Badin. So he was either eating, he was in the base of Merchatz, he was having a haircut, he was busy with his processing, his tanning, his leather, and so on, his hides. Or he's involved in din. Laharambam geimer v'achakach kera kriyashma. According to the Rambam, you're allowed to continue. V'mahaya misyare yishem yavres man kriya. V'pasak v'kara hareza meshabach. It is praiseworthy to do so. Will arrive at mafsik. You have to be mafsik. V'kere avabish yish shos likreis. Meaning, once the time has come, you should be mafsik. Even though there is additional time, nevertheless, you should be mafsik. So he said, what is considered to be the beginning of achila, meaning what's called your oisik in achila. So there's a discussion in the Gemara, what's considered to be the beginning of the suda. Some say once you start to loosen your belt, or there's different days in the Gemara as to what's the beginning of the Suda. Gemar v'achakach, haino kishu mishar shishare zman lekreis, right? He thinks that there is time. And he's concerned that maybe he's making a mistake. The Ravid says you must stop. When we're discussing a side of a deraisa like Kriyishma, everything depends on did you begin the heter or did you begin the iser? In gain. You started to do something before Amud HaShachar. So it's before the Zman of Tefillah Shacharis. Remember, Amud HaShachar is the time of Shacharis B'diavet. A person is not supposed to daven at Amud HaShachar. It's only if a person is Yatzal Aderech and you're Torah and you know you're not going to be able to daven afterwards. But that still is the Zman when Al Kofanim, a person can be Yatza, at least B'diavet. So we say, if he began Kedem Amud HaShachar, so it's before the Zman was Chal, Ein Tzach Livsik. As long as he has sufficient time, they never made a gzeira in the period before shachris. And Cain, so he began at a time when it was mutter. That's what he called hischal beisur. And again, it is interesting because it's not really the optimum time when you're supposed to daven. Only if you're not supposed to daven so early, but lemaisit zman, therefore it's called that you started to engage in some prohibited action before tefillah. Therefore, we see basically Kriya Shema do the araisa. So the Kriya Shema, which is the araisa, you have to have a leila bracha as well as the tefillah, which soon is the rabbanan. The achakach kishadim ramalacha kira Kriya Shema. Im habrachas umispal. So then afterwards, when you finish the malacha, you would go back, because now you're going back to say the brachas, and you would say kriyishma nachamo. V'dafke shadayin yishar lishol, safim roya, shazman oyver tzoch lahafsik miyad. But if you see the time is passing by, then you have to stop immediately. V'chomakim shein apesik, afilu yavre zman tfila betzibor, ein achayel lahafsik. In situations where you don't have to stop, even if because you started the heter, if you're involved in your study, have a late siga, you began your meal at 3:30 a.m. and so on, you need to stop. The machila tzach lifsik take it mishalom with a shachar. And I think there is such a din on Lel Shavuos. The person stays up on Lel Shavuos, and there's food, there's refreshments, and so on. But once Aleis HaShachar comes, you're allowed to be having the cake and the cheesecakes and all the various things which are there, because you're not supposed to eat after Aleis, and so on. Upon him, we said, according to the Ravid, you're masking the Keremash of the Lachish, Yikra Kriyashma, Afshle, Yisfar, Lagayim, Mutu, Ligma, Kalil, and Yanim, Shishchel. Meaning you stop for Kriyashma, which is the Elisa, and then you can go back and finish it off, as we mentioned in the previous. Katim, Hailish, Nalav, Dafka, Linyanim, Hoya, Usik, Bachila, the Bachila, Kva, Kasam, we said, Bachila, you always have to daven first. Tach, Gamkin, Espal, Kutmi, Kredim, and Akim, Shum, Shah, Dvarim, Inam, Mishim, Kriyashma, Shal, Arvis, Nakti, the Bahu, Shah, Gamkin, Kalilo, Adinim, when it comes to Myra, we did make a gzera in a half an hour period beforehand that you have to stop. And therefore, once the Ikra Zman of Kriyishma comes, which is Nacht, you should say Shema. The Achakach Gamer Achilasi Ishar Dover. The Achakach Kira Kriyishma B'chisem Ispal, and you go back because you don't have to stop for the brachas and things which are the Rabbanan, and so on. So we said, according to the Ravid, you stop even though there is Shohos Likrois, there's time, Gezer Shem Yamashich. The concern is you might continue and have a long meal, or it'll take you a long time to do your Iris, and so on, your Tisperis, all these things. The concern is it might be Nimshach, the din might take a long time. And Lefi shekriyishma hi minaterech mirabat yosis. When it comes to the derises, there we are more concerned that you might end up having a very difficult dinner. You might end up having a big meal, especially because the concern is you might be drinking at the meal, and so on. And he says we should take a look at Reish Lamed Hey to Shamavur Chiluk Bein Hisra Beheter Mehisra Beisim. Fine. Let us begin Ayin Aleph. Ovel Va'iskin Bemeiz Peturim Mikriya Shema. Someone who Rachman Latzlan is an Einer. Someone is Meis Lameis, and now he's in a situation that he's Chayiv L'Sav L'Olav. Afilo Einu Mutal Olav L'Kovroi, even if he does not have to bury the person, Pata Mikriya Shema U'Mitfila, he is exempt from those mitzvahs. Afilo Mreitz L'Ach Malatz Mei V'Likris Einei Rashai, he would like to be Machmi, he should not. The imiyesh le mish mishtadl bishvile b'tzachik fura v'rotzalach me'alatzmi v'likris ein meichin b'yadis. That's the way it's presented. If you would like to be machmir, no one can make a macha. No one should say, hey, what are you doing? I am b'yardea shin mem aleph. Okay, let's see what we can get through from this. We said shuchayiv shivakrevim av eim ben bas ach v'aches v'ishtei. So we said, even if it's not mutl on him, kegayin shemesa achisei hanisua lebaw, davar chayev l'tap b'kfurasa. He's not the one who needs to arrange the levaya; someone else is doing it. Nevertheless, we said patur v'imkara ein yotze v'tzarach lachzev l'kreis achra kvura. Well, one is not yotze in such a case. Umitzvila, the chenig mikol labroches, afilo mi birchas ananin, and even birchas ananin, you might say that maybe there's some bechina of gezel, asuli lahadam lalihanis melem hazab le bracha, and therefore we know that an oinen is machuiv in loisa says, an oinen is not allowed to go around and, you know, kill people who he doesn't like, because he's potem in a mitzvah, so he's machuiv in all loisa says. But he's part of, from the essays, he might have said Birchas Ananin, and there is a big deal about this, because of the Masha and the Zerub Kivega. Do we say, because of Osul Eladim Lihonis Mel Mazab Lebracha, that's Ke'ena Leis Asay. So that's what he means to say when he says over here, Afilu Mi Birchas Ananin, when it comes to Birchas Ananin. Mikol Mitzvahs Amunis Patera, and all the positive mitzvahs, and Reiz Lechol Pass. You need to wash your hands. Why? Because the Gemara says, and there's an issa to eat without washing your hands. But legami the bracha, one does not say a bracha. Im yesh chabur beir shenegim shahakatafim miyuchadim leitzei ameis. If there's a chavak kaddish or achish nesasku a craving b'tzach ameis. They've got the green slip and they've done all the various bits which they can do, and now it's by the chevra. Well, actually, that's a craving mitzvah emes ve'imsru lehem ve'im yikvaru mishemastru lehem miyad chay b'chala mitzvahs avafilu kedim shetziu mehabayi sheshuv inu mutl aleihem. So it's no longer mutl upon you to be kever. But if these are layafa isim ha'inim shemamtinim lespalal ad achra kvura. To take if kishnis pashru imachabura kadisha ba'ad makam kavura v'nas lehem kalai tzeis v'tachrichim chayavim lespal. So the way he's presenting it so far is that once the chavra kadisha have the body and so on, then you would be liable, you'd be obligated in mitzvahs. Now, v'amrim lefa'amim shadayin einan shavin be'ezim makam yikbaru. At times it's still not necessarily clear and agreed exactly where the kavura will be. V'hu kavodei shalmeis eikolzman shemaspidin eisai azai potter. So here he really says, so long as you're involved in hesped, you're still potter. But take it achazeh mutol espalo v'chayes. So according to this, it does seem to be that you only after the actual kavura has taken place. Ava b'makim shin chabur miyuchedes lazeh. If there's not an official chevra kadisha, even though someone said that they will take care of it, nimshach haninus ad sheyikbaruhu v'yashlichu ha'afar alav. So they have been kaver miyad shmaschin la hashdecha afra lav yelecha aval lebayis shel hakvaris viyikriv yispal sham. So then he should daven them nimshach aninis at samach l'siv his man kriyish mashu ad reviayoyim to the erech hashesh lo yoyim. So if it's almost by his man kriyish mashu mispal kesteide yavres man shel kriyish mashu you're gonna miss yikra kriyish mashu b'li brachis. You should say the Krishna without brachas. The spalak is said of the yikra idpam kriyishma ima brachas. So one should be mindful of the time. Once the aninus is finished, if you're able to chaparain just in kriyishma even without the brachas, you should do so. Okay, maybe we will continue from here. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.